You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening. Hi. How is everyone doing today? It is your girl, Miss D, one third of Uncut and Unbothered, where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. This podcast is about three young intellectual black women being who they are and saying what they want. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
How you guys doing today?
It feels like a month of Sunday, ladies. Every Sunday is a good Sunday with you all.
Yes.
It's your homegirl, classy ass Ash. I upped a new handle, guys. Follow me on IG, Darling Ash, two H's. That's all. I'm hung, so excuse me if I'm acting crazy today.
Yeah.
I also dropped a new handle. I don't know if you guys saw me. You can follow me on Insta, Stuff the Wood T. That's Stuff D-A Wood _ T on Instagram. Holla at me.
Holla.
I ain't never changing my handles.
Period.
I'm forever going to be your Simon daughter.
Period. Say less. I am hung. Fucking over.
How was y'all weekend, y'all?
First and foremost, I would like to apologize to one of my co-hosts, Ashley. I do apologize for killing you last night, but I did bring you back to life, and you're here with us today.
I'm here. I'm alive. I made it through the fire. Just let me just say, the hood love to turn up.
Yes.
The hood love a good turn up, and I love the hood for a good turn up. I can't even be mad.
But. I love the hood. I'm sorry. It's just something that I would never. It's in me. I was raised in the hood. I'm a hood baby. I want to say I'm a hood rat, but I'm a hood baby.
Okay. You know? Ain't nothing wrong with that shit.
But y'all know hood babies always got to grow in the hood something.
Yeah, okay.
A hood woman. A hood woman, period.
A hood debutante.
Hood woman.
Wave.
The hood babies turn into old pros.
Ooh. No, really. Aw, shout out, Jazz.
Talk about it.
I
do miss Jazz.
What's popping, y'all? What's going on? What we got today?
Shit, a bunch of shit.
Man.
A bunch of shit. I'm going to preach to y'all today.
Wait, okay. Go ahead, Taz. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because I do want to talk about these sorry ass niggas today, but I'm going to let you have the flow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry ass niggas. We can start off with that.
No, go ahead. You take the flow.
What you got, mama? You know what everybody talk about right now?
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
You already know.
I ain't even want to give it no energy. Let me just say that. I really did not want to give this no energy because it's so cliche and it's so tiresome and we get it. And rappers cheat, athletes cheat, men cheat. That's just what happens.
But my thing is, I feel Cardi. Like, you doing that shit publicly, bitch, you embarrassing me.
Okay, but can I just say, can we just all bring attention to the meme that was like, Rashida never would have did this.
I didn't even see it.
Did you see fucking Kurt and his fucking comments and with Offset comments?
Girl, is somebody going to say something? I know that ain't cheating ass Kurt.
Hey, yo, I don't really give a fuck about the cheating shit. That shit is that.
Rashida never would have did this to Kurt.
Dog, these whack ass apologies.
But she would have, though. Rashida put that nigga out her house. That nigga moved himself back in. She said, this is your half of the house, and this is mine. Don't step across this tape.
Okay.
That shit was on public TV.
Because she ain't got time for that, even though she took him back after that, didn't she?
They together right now, but I feel like it's funny because in the beginning, Cardi was not saying that. Cardi was like, after she found him cheating the first time, she was like, well,
she had the bitch's ass get beat.
No, I'm talking about way before that. Like, way before that. When he got caught with the girl in his room, you remember?
The real like, pretty girl, the thick little mama that everybody was like, shit, I would have cheated too. Like, the real, she was short as hell, and thick and real
and
pretty.
And all you seen was her going to the bathroom, and she was supposed to be like a Brazilian model or African model or something like that.
I want to go to Brazil.
After that shit happened, Cardi was like, well, what am I going to do? You know, be with a nigga who's broke and cheating on me or be with a rich nigga who's cheating on me?
But, I mean, I don't even think she's mad that he's cheating. I feel like she's mad that you're doing it publicly and you embarrassing me. Like, that's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to the extreme to have me embarrassed, I'm like, and we're just not embarrassed in the hood.
You're not even cheating with bitches that's doing better than me.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You cheating with regular Cuban doll, baby?
Regular dog, schmegler ass bitches. You know what I'm saying? And her friend, you the one who, you ain't even talking to her Cuban doll. You talking to the bitch side, used that, to be side
right.
kid.
Groupie ass bitches.
You
like,
know, so it's just
bitches
like,
that be looking up to me, literally. Like, that shit just, and
you
I mean, all that
you embarrassing
just,
me. You embarrassing me. Like, you really sitting here embarrassing this woman.
And then when it continued to humiliate me with these fuck ass apologies, you're going to continue to drag out the pain that you already caused me with cheating on me by bringing it up again and again and again on public aspects. Her just her show last night. Why would I'm at work? I'm at work. Why is you coming to work
I
with
mean,
me?
I understand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I understand
about.
The whole flowers and work mm-hmm. at work thing.
What happened?
I'm not. This is not this type of work.
This is not
what
no,
happened.
She had her show. She was
at Rolling Clouds.
Rolling Loud.
Yeah, you know. Shit.
She was the first female headliner at Rolling Loud.
And he came out
and started off her set with a bunch of cakes and flowers. I just want to apologize. I love you. Take
first
me back.
Of all, he said, I just want to say, I'm sorry, bro.
Right. I'm sorry, bro.
Was
like
Cardi mad?
She was pissed.
How
she
do you know
put
what
her
she
mic
said?
Down. All you saw was her hand going in her
I
mouth.
I want to know what she
got
said.
To do it. And she and made him take everything off stage. He walked off and they pulled all the stuff off stage. Her publicist needs to be fired. Off
top. Because she had something to do with it.
Off top. She thought that was cute and it wasn't. And I think they set her up, honestly. I think whoever planned the contract for her to headline did it because they knew she had this momentum and they knew he was going to come on and do that and they were going to get more publicity for their event. And I feel like they did that intentionally, which is not fair. Because now you are, as my husband, ex-husband, separate partner, whatever you want to call it, you're causing me pain now. Because mm-hmm. you know this is not doing anything for me personally. And if you so much love me and want to be with me and care,
I just say
so do y'all think that Offset is clout chasing Cardi B?
Of course. But I feel like this.
Also, like, do y'all really think he's doing all this for publicity or do you really think he wants Cardi B back?
I think
because
he really wants her back, but I think you need to,
both.
You know, lay in the bed that you
both.
Made. I feel like it's
really
definitely giving
it's
publicity.
Both.
I don't think that that's hurting him, but I just think he's like every other typical hood nigga that just don't know how to communicate. Like, this is not how you communicate. This is
you
not.
You think somebody at the label is telling him to do this shit?
Probably.
We never know who
like I said, her publicist is one of the people that was in mm-hmm. on the apology. Like, that's so embarrassing and disrespectful.
Like,
so then you got
to
think about
like,
it.
Don't,
like, this
don't
is
talk
a concert.
To me and millions of other people in
right.
the world.
Right, I'm about
to
perform.
Baby.
You know,
I'm
they
your
have
wife.
To mentally prepare
these
themselves
people,
first.
You, and you trying
so,
to...
You get in a headspace and you're ready to perform and then you see, you're completely knocked off your square. So now you got like 15 seconds to pull yourself back together and perform. You got to start, I don't want to twerk right now. My feelings is hurt. Like, I'm upset because I'm embarrassed and now I got to, she bad. Like, I don't feel like doing that right now.
And that's
now.
The other thing, like, with her being the first female to do that, you're taking so much away.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking her shine away by making it,
I couldn't find the performance.
Like...
All I could find was the clip of him on stage with her. I could not find her. I wanted to watch her actual performance and see, like, I wonder how she put it together and did that. Like, they had a video, what's her name? Katy Perry did a documentary talking about, like, her tour when her husband divorced her. And he told her he wanted to break up. He did it over a text message right before one of her shows. So they have this really, like, I'll find the clip so I can shouldn't see it on Twitter. But it's, like, this really intimate clip of her backstage before she gets dressed, bawling her eyes out. She finally gets dressed. And, like, the last scene is her, like, on the platform that raises up to the stage. And she's literally, like, wiping her face and, like, settling. She's like, and then starts smiling, and you see her, like, going up, waving at everybody. But it's like, that shit is so hard to deal with as a regular person. Can you imagine having to go out and perform? And Cardi got a lot of songs about niggas cheating that she got to get through in that set. Like, oh. And then a lot of songs where she mentions him. She was always talking about Offset and her raps. So how do you think she feel about that shit? I got to perform
really
these same
man.
Fucking songs. Talk about we should sell our porn, and we should, you know, like, this my man.
Oh, no,
my
she changed those
her.
Words.
Yeah, but she loved that man.
She, I know, but that shit just hurts so much more. So why, like, Offset just take Offset back to school, but don't take him back for real, because mm-hmm. it just don't seem right to me. It's just not setting well with me.
She need to get in her bag though.
She trying to. He fucking her bag up.
No, I'm saying, like, she need to go ahead and have that divorce while he cheating.
Did you see all the ties to it though? He get like half of her empire.
But you cheating, so it's like
married in, I think, Atlanta.
They got married
every
in
state
New
don't
York.
Have that in New York.
Yeah.
Every state doesn't have that clause. The infidelity clause, that don't always mean that you
they
get
should
to break
need to
even.
Apply.
A girl. Girl.
I feel like they should work it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The nigga said he was sorry. It's her baby daddy.
It's my baby daddy.
Niggas gonna cheat.
Yeah, but you're embarrassing me. Like, cheating is, like I said, cheating is another thing, but you embarrassing. Like,
my mind is so right now.
You're embarrassing. Like, you want an embarrassing ass nigga? No. You want a nigga to continue to embarrass you?
Who said he's gonna continue, though?
He's continuing to. Like, this ain't the first time. He's continuing to.
You playing now.
Exactly.
Sad, trying to pull my anyways, car. All right. To fight on
I mean, y'all know Cardi B, my bitch. I fuck with her. I mean, I can't tell sis what to do. I understand you want your family. You is married. Like, that's not boyfriend, girlfriend. But at the end of the day, I just say, dude, she gonna do what she want to do. She grown as hell.
Don't take him back, Cardi. No. You don't need
my opinion. I know you want your family, sis. But respect goes a long way.
Y'all can still be family and be separate. You don't have to keep being disrespected. Because I honestly do not believe he's going to stop cheating on her.
He's not.
That's like what you're going to call it. She never took that nigga back, Robin Thicke.
Yeah, no, she was done.
Somebody going to say on Twitter talking about some... I pray that Cardi B get blessed with the soul of Paula Patton.
No, really, because Paula was like, she was sad. That was it. She said, y'all can talk about it as long as y'all want, but I'm fucking moving on with my life. I don't give a
shit. Stop. Paula said she was straight. Never look back.
Never look back. She popped a couple more movies
never
out.
Never look back.
Nigga made a whole album for her ass.
A whole tour.
Don't really care. And they were so cute. I loved them as a couple. But...
listen, you ain't gonna be out here embarrassing me.
You ain't heard from Robin Thicke since.
That nigga career did drop down and get his ego.
Oh, they like, fuck you.
Damn.
You like, find Molly.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, right, go find Molly.
And ain't nobody even played none of his songs.
No, really.
Nothing. I don't hear his songs.
And I love that song.
He got sued for blurred lines. Oh, him and T.I.Y. Oh, and they won that lawsuit. Marvin Gaye's family.
They did? Oh, the 3 mil, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh,
money
wow.
coming in.
I didn't even
but
know
should they
that.
Make so much money off that song?
Yeah.
What blurred
you do?
Lines was a hit.
It was like, a hit. That's a cookout hit. That's
how he lost his bitch.
Kids. It's like 15. I'm going to be at the cookout like, you don't know nothing about this shit.
Right.
Woo! I know you want it. I'm going to be in that bitch cut up.
Hey, newsflash to everybody out there. Marvin Gaye's estate is winning every lawsuit they say they got.
Okay.
Every time they say, oh, that was Marvin's melody, they come back and play that shit like, yup, that sure was
Marvin.
He was the first nigga.
You're right. That shit hilarious.
Don't fuck with Marvin. Just leave his songs
shit,
alone, y'all.
Don't need that shit, though.
Just leave him. No, leave him.
That's what he did. That's what he made the music for. Why he can't get his hands off of it.
Okay.
Let my legacy continue on.
Mm-hmm. Let me get a shot of that test.
What do you do if you get $3 million, dog? If you just woke up tomorrow and find out you had $3 million, what you doing?
Paying off all my debt.
I don't got $3 million worth of debt.
Me
you
neither.
Doing after you pay the debt off.
But that's going to be the first thing I do. I'm paying off all my debt.
What's next?
Then I'm going to buy me and my mama a house and a car.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I got to get my mama a Jag. She been telling me since we was little, like literally like 5.
And
like,
then
mama love Jags.
After that, after I do that, I'm starting to look at investments.
Yes. Because that's the shit right there. That's exactly what I was getting into. Like, the investments, like, we don't really know. We don't talk about that shit. Like, we don't even have education behind, like, how to invest properly. Like, where to go, where to put your money into, what stocks really even are. Like, the difference between stocks and bonds, mm-hmm. things like that.
I still want to get into it because I don't know what it is. I mean, I know what it is. I just don't know how to, and you know, what to do.
It's so funny to me. What I realized, like, when I started to, like, read into it to see, like, what I don't know. And it's a lot of stuff I don't know. But it's almost like a story. Like, you just, the stocks that go up, they're so directly correlated to stuff that's happening around you. So, like, it'd be like stuff with Starbucks. They had an allergic reaction to a certain type of coffee bean in China. And so the stock went down. Like that, but you don't, like, so when you find that connection, right. Everything makes sense. And you can kind of start to see, oh, well, the stock's probably not going to go back up in China because if you make, you know, 6 million people get sick, and this is just an example, but mm-hmm. if you make 6 million people get sick, they're going to be sketchy off top. They're not going to come back to Starbucks. So, you know, right. like, now I'm not about to put a lot of money into Starbucks because they're going to need some time to like, recuperate from that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, that is kind of the way, but how do you learn that? Like, mm-hmm. how do you learn that? Like, that was literally just me picking articles out right. and reading that shit and being like, I want to get into this shit.
Didn't you tell me that's how Toys R Us lost their shit?
Oh, that was deeper than rap shit.
What happened?
Yeah.
Toys R Us was on some bullshit.
Think about it.
I don't know the whole story, so I don't want to speak on it professionally. Okay. But
you heard the hearsay.
Yeah,
that
the niggas was just getting fucked over. They were bad businessmen, and they had sold the business, and motherfuckers wasn't putting no money back into the business. Damn. So that's basically how they went bankrupt.
Damn, I totally would have bought stock in there. Man. I looked into motels the other day, but they don't got no publicly traded stocks. And then I looked into Pornhub. But a lot of porn companies don't have public traded stocks.
You know what? I think would be a good thing to look into.
But anybody can publish through Pornhub.
And don't nobody take my idea, because I will sue y'all motherfuckers. I feel like YouTube, like any type of social media type of outlet, is mm-hmm. going to do more in the future. Like the stock is going to go up.
But Facebook stock dropped a lot.
But I'm not talking about Facebook. I'm talking about more so stuff where you can stream.
Okay.
Like, because.
That type of shit.
No, more so like we don't have it anymore, but like a Vine kind of thing.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Stuff where you could have like trends, and
that's and
you could go to
like Twitter. So like it'd Twitter. Be a good thing to invest in Twitter.
I would do something like Twitter. What I
yeah,
saw
or
right
like
now,
invest in even Instagram.
Instagram. What I saw.
I don't know about was, Instagram, because like to me, Instagram is like Facebook and
Instagram's on the down.
It is kind of yeah. Only because they don't have their stuff in chronological order.
Yeah,
dog, stay there one more time, bro. I swear to God.
Is it an episode of B Don't Fuck a Word Up? Get it, baby. Get your bag. Get it off.
Say that shit one more time.
Suck my dick.
What kind of order is it in?
Suck
on Facebook?
My dick.
They got it in alphabetical D.
They don't even got it in that.
And I'm done. And I'm through.
They got it in numerical D.
They ain't even got it in that.
I'm done.
What they got it in D?
And suck my D.
How do they format that, though? How do they format Instagram? Is it like an algorithm, like the shit that you look at the most? Okay.
And that's irritating that's because I want to
see. That is irritating.
I'm following people. I want to see what they post.
Recently.
Right? But
not only do I think it needs chronological timeline, but it also needs to remember where you left off.
Thank you.
Yes.
Please don't
yes.
take me back to yeah.
Like Twitter is great because it remember if right you're not there. On the website, if you use an app, it remembers where you left off and you just mm-hmm. have to keep scrolling. Whereas like even with Facebook or Instagram, when they were chronological, they started at the top and so you don't know where you left yeah. off. And
that's very true. I agree 100%.
We go play a game called Guess the Word.
No. Duh. Really.
And we gonna have these say three syllable words.
Okay. And see which one it is. Comment below. Because goddamn, I ain't never. Conicological. Sorry, what? Excuse me? Come again?
But I know what the fuck I be talking about.
So do we. You hang around, sister, and you be like, yep, that.
Yeah, it's like when baby talk. Like, yeah, she said she wants some juice. She wants some juice.
Dubagaba juice. Dang,
okay.
I'm screaming.
Okay. Fair enough. Kiki, y'all done.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, so get into your stocks. Look into your stocks. We right. ain't giving y'all no information. Oh, but I did see healthcare. And construction.
Healthcare is supposed to always be on the rise.
Always on the rise. Those are the fourth quarter. So don't say you never got anything from this podcast. If you're looking for investment, go invest in healthcare and fucking
fourth quarter, bitch. It's December.
I feel like our job should let us invest or give us at least a piece. Because y'all don't know, we make a...
Honey.
That company make a lot of fucking
they're
money.
They're not giving us no money. They be like, take this little 6% of your 401k. Get the fuck out of my face. Like, you know,
and that ain't even
shit. We gonna match.
And
up
that ain't
to
even shit for real.
It's nothing.
At least right, give me 10.
Shout
bro.
Out to my job. I enjoy my 6%.
I do too.
Oh, yeah, don't take it. Hold out. But I'm just saying, you know, if you in the future, I put that in the help me, the little question box they be having.
The suggestions box?
Suggestion box.
I suggest you put this dick in your mouth.
No, for
real. So, I told the supervisor and everything.
Because it's a little, but that is normal. It is normal for them to not have that much.
I feel like so are y'all both invested in your 401k?
Yeah. Uh-huh. To the max.
How much are you contributing?
10%.
10%.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, D?
I did a cool 6. I matched my job. Okay. We can match half of
it. Okay. And y'all twins.
They twins.
Let's see ya.
Twinning. I got all that shit hyped up.
I hope I get the highest percentage raise that we can get this year.
3%?
I think that's the highest. I don't know, but I need all that shit.
I was told that you can get a lot more, but you got to do a lot more.
Yeah, it's called a promotion.
Dick. Yeah, a little mic work.
I'm working on it.
Okay, let me take a shot to this.
Oh. No, but you never hit the hook on that bitch. Yeah,
no. No.
Nah, dog. I gotta take my cool ass 3%.
So my mama keep telling me I need to invest 35%.
You did say that.
35%. And I said, "My, you must be crazy." Mm-mm.
That's true, though.
Because I'm going to be poor.
I saw a picture and it was saying like the average person puts 65% into needs, 20% into wants, and no. 30% or 35% into wants, and then the rest was, it was just like a tiny percentage. And the difference between like a successful person, as they were defining it, was they had like 35% invested and then 20% into their wants, and then the needs were whatever. And so it was just interesting to see like that really is the difference. But it's so much easier to save money when you have money.
Right.
It's very difficult to tell people you need to save, you need to invest. And I'm like, bitch, I need to eat.
I have a question. When you get paid, who you pay first?
My rent first, and then my phone bill, mm-hmm. and then, well, rent stuff. So rent, DTE, then my phone bill. Then I go back and pay my, I pay my internet bill late every month out of spite. I'm not going to hold you up just because I be like, y'all not going, you're going to have to get it out of me, bitch. You're going to have to cut it off if you want it. Like, I hate having to pay an internet bill, but I can't live without internet. So
I feel like they shouldn't even charge us a late fee on internet because y'all fuck us so much during the month.
Right.
Like right now, our tower's down.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm you could be out of irritated. Service,
yeah. It don't even make a difference. So what I will do is I just set the plan up. So I'll call and be like, I ain't got this. Then I'll be having it. I can pay it. I just don't be feeling like it. So I'll put it to the side for whatever.
They say you're supposed
around.
To pay yourself first.
I save half of my check. Like every time I get a check, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to save half of this for bills. Yeah. And then when I get my next check, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to save half of this for bills.
And then you got your bills.
So I trick off half of my money and I save the other half.
That's actually smart, Taz. You're doing better than a lot of people.
You are.
Because yeah. That's what I got to do, because I already know. I'm like, bitch, I swear you ain't finna put me out this bitch.
One thing a bitch do pay is her motherfucking bills.
Okay.
I seen a meme that I could, like, really, really relate to. It was like, my bank account be like, stop transferring to your savings if you ain't going to do nothing, but
transfer it back to your check. I'd be like,
that's me.
Ooh, I need that shit.
She's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and save, and I'm only going to do-do-do and look up my whole save and say 49 cents, bitch.
She's like, what the fuck?
Nah. I'm done. Nah.
I do got to do better. I'm that person.
I got to do better, too.
Me, too.
This year is going to be my year.
Yeah.
I'm getting so much better.
I'm getting all up in my bag. I'm going to know all the size of it.
Like, I gotta get in my bag.
My bag right now would be like when you get a new purse and you be looking at it like, oh, that's a pocket inside of here. Like that shit. I don't even know what's going on in that.
Like I found out that lock was on your purse.
No,
I was
really.
So excited.
That's my financial bag. I'd be like, oh shit, this shit over. Okay. Oh shit. Damn.
Did you know that this was the cold key, bitch?
No fucking.
It was the key the whole time.
No clue.
This was the key to my bag the whole time.
Didn't even know. I'm gonna do better now. Next year.
That was a good. I peeped Michael Kors. I peeped his, you know, the key.
She was really just looking at my bag. I thought she was trying to call my bag fake for a second because she just kept staring at that bitch. She was just looking at it. I'm like, DeAndre, why is she looking at my bag like this? And then she just grabbed it and pulled the key. I said, bitch.
I was looking hard, too. I was like, what? Just there. Like,
she figured it out. Some shit I would have never known.
And the lock came right off.
I did.
I swear,
I think you can lock the side of it to lock your purse, like the zipper.
Oh, to the purse, okay.
So can't nobody get in it.
Makes sense.
That would make sense.
So much work.
Are y'all done?
No. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry.
What else you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Fuck him.
45. Agent Orange.
I just want him to be more consistent.
Well, so did y'all hear, can I just tell y'all real quick? Did y'all hear that they found $40 missing? No, I'm not even fucking playing with y'all. I'm not even playing with y'all. That shit was on CNN the other night.
$40?
$40 million.
Oh, I thought you said $40.
I was so confused.
I was like, she
Trump,
did.
You need $40?
No, first of all, that bitch did say $40.
She said $40.
Did I say $40?
Yes, you did.
I've been tripping.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
I was like, $40. $40 million
just came up missing.
What?
He just said it's missing. He said, bitch, it was there last time I went in.
But, like, who cares? Just put it back. Y'all print money anyway.
Ain't no just put it back.
No.
Then you lose that depreciation. Okay, I can't. I'm not about to explain how money works.
We can't.
I mean, I know how money works, but at the end of the day, how I feel like the United States government control the money. Anyway, they print it. Like
Inflation. Oh my chest hurts.
I just got
DeAndre,
so...
Okay. I'm going to find
DeAndre for president.
But I don't think... So, okay.
I'm just we ain't got to
work no more.
Okay. Right. Just print the fucking money.
Just print the fucking money.
Pay the people.
Just pay the people.
Ashley, shut the fuck up and pay the people. Print the money and pay the people. Fuck.
Period. They don't have bread. Well, let them eat cake. Give them cake. Fuck it.
Do they want cake?
Give them
cake. Or they want some Hawaiian rolls.
Okay.
Get
them
on.
Come to my croissant.
Can we just back up a little bit?
So
come
live
in my $40 million
world. We'll be all living like kings and fucking queens in this bitch. Kings and queens, come to my world.
We're not
y'all
getting
want
that
Hawaiian
money
rolls? Eat them bitches.
We're not getting that
what
money.
What y'all need money for? We about to build
where do you
these
think
houses.
He spent
just
it, though?
What did he spend? He probably put it into them bullshit ass businesses.
His own business.
Was all bankrupt anyway.
Yeah, them bitches was all.
He was like, I'm gonna just take this off the top. You know how niggas, you ever went to see a nigga go on a date and to put the tip down and the bitch take a couple dollars off the tip and put it in her pocket? That's the type of nigga Trump is.
Right.
Like,
but see, the crazy thing is, he's only in office because he's a businessman, but he's a bad businessman.
Period.
Like,
he's a terrible businessman.
Terrible.
And people don't know that because people don't read. They just read the cover. They want the surface
they just,
shit.
Yeah, now actually.
And if you want to dive deeper into it and look into his businesses, I got a surprise for you. Just, there's your homework. Go look into some of the businesses that Trump has established and see how they're doing financially. See what's going on with those stocks.
All y'all see is the Trump Towers.
Period. And y'all think this nigga got money. No, baby. He was born into money. I can establish a million businesses. If my daddy a fucking millionaire and he can fund all them bitches, that don't mean I'm a businesswoman.
Richie Rich was based off of his life.
It was just a small loan of $1 million.
Just a small loan. Just
a small loan of $40
million. Minor. No, that's what he said he started his businesses off of. I started my businesses with a small loan of $1 million. Bitch, let me get 5 bands and I swear to God I'll take the world over. You telling me you could make shit pop off a mill?
He's just a spoiled little brat.
That's exactly what he is.
He's just a spoiled little brat. His
you know
parents
who I feel
got
bad
money.
For?
He had money. Who?
Melania.
Yeah.
Because she didn't ask for none of this. She said, I just wanted to suck some dick until he died and get the money off of it. I didn't want none of this. Y'all talk about my poor. Y'all talk about my Playboy catalogs. Yeah, I did all that shit. I'm not apologizing because I didn't want this.
I just want the
fucking
money.
I don't
money.
Know what you want me to do. I'm here now. Fuck.
I just want the fucking money.
Fuck. What do I did y'all hear Michelle?
For the money.
No.
What?
Did you hear Michelle cuss?
No,
she had an interview and she was talking about her book and she was talking about, you know, like the time when I guess when Barack had decided he wanted to be the president and start doing campaigning and stuff. She was like, a lot of the times I was still working. I still had a career. It was me and the kids. And she was talking about how like marriage is hard. She was like, you know, they say like it's hard, but they're like, it's never going to be equal. It's never going to be both of you getting everything you want at the same time. Somebody's always going to have to sacrifice. That's just how it is. And they say, and she was like, they say, you know, just lean in, but that shit ain't enough. Oh, I'm sorry. that stuff isn't enough either because, like, she was just going, but she was just talking. And I was just like, ooh.
I mean, at the end of the day, she's still just a regular
lady.
Black woman.
I love real Michelle. Not even saying she was fake, but I just love authentic, carefree Michelle. I don't have to worry about what y'all want no more.
Yeah honestly.
That's forever my first lady.
Forever
my lady.
And she was sitting in them checkered pants, girl. Let me get your diet.
And she thick as hell.
Let me get your diet.
I need her and what's her name? Serena? Venus? Mm-hmm. Which one is the thick one?
Serena.
They're both
Serena.
Very thick.
Is Venus?
Yeah, she a little bit, but Serena, I need her day diet, and I need Khalees skin.
Khalees skin is flawless.
I need whatever her skin treatment is. I need that.
Yeah, that shit nice.
Cause just water and fruit ain't working for me right now,
girl. I just realized
I wash my face twice a day. Man, that shit irritating. I hate acne. I'm too old for acne,
girl. It's okay. I'm going to get you a mask. I'm going to get you some shit in the new year.
So I was washing my face this morning, and this boy going to ask me, he's like, you use Noxzema? And I thought that was like a normal thing.
I used to use Noxzema. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
It just give my face a lot of oil.
I don't have an opinion.
And it don't know nothing about
I don't feel one way or the other.
Do you use the blue Noxzema?
Yeah.
See, yeah, that one just produced oil for my face.
Okay.
And I use the orange one sometimes. In the summertime, I use it because that really dries my face out. And my face get really oily.
I thought Noxzema is supposed to be for, like, if you need a really deep clean. I don't think it's supposed to be a daily facial thing. Wash.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't use it every day. Yeah. I use it like after I put makeup on or
stuff like,
you know,
that,
like
which
once
is appropriate.
A week.
But as long as you're not using that shit every day, because like you said, it's gonna dry your skin out. With a lot of those facial masks, will dry your skin out anyway.
Yeah.
So I use Cetaphil now.
I did a mask this morning. It was kind of good.
What was in it?
Yep, I scrubbed my face. It was just one of the little packs I got from Target I wanted to try.
I actually really like those little masks.
And it was like a clay.
Oh. I like that.
It was really nice. Refreshing. You know, I did a whole face last night, so.
Girl, looking flawless.
Scrub it real good with my little scrub brush I got from Marshalls.
Shout out to Marshalls. All that time on my eyeshadow to be sleep in the party. I'm so old. Don't invite
you went
me
to sleep at the party,
bro. I tried to make her drink the Red Bull. This wasn't working. Like, I tried to force her.
I couldn't
her
even
to
get my
it.
Hand on the cup. I was like, she was like, grab it.
I was like, here. I'm like, not drinking. She was like, I'm good. I was like, let me let this be sleep. Let me let her sleep.
How much did you drink?
Not even. I don't know, but enough that I was drinking sleep. And smoking. And I rarely do both. It's one or the other for me. I usually don't get down with both of those. Because I know how I am. I'm going to be tired as hell. Good night.
So my mom bought me an early Christmas present.
What is it?
It's this dainty ass bong.
Aww. That is so sweet.
I really secretly love your parents. Really nice. Like, I don't think you know. Like, I really do love your parents. And they're not even my parents. That's why when your mama was like, oh, I'm with such and such. I was like, hey, Mama Tess. Let me go ahead and scoop that in there real fast. Hey, Mama Tess. Did you hear me, girl?
I got love for you.
No, she was trying to peer pressure me into smoking this bong. And I was just like, no, I'm good.
You didn't want to smoke with your mama?
No, I had enough.
Oh, yeah. I know my limits. Thank you. I know my limits.
So fucking cute.
And I was like, please stop.
He said, so fucking please. Please don't make me now.
I don't want no more.
Okay, period.
I don't want no
Tess more. Told me this morning, she said, every time I link up with my mama, I got to get drunk. We got to get. I said, oh.
We do. That's how my family is, though. My mama came over to babysit last night. She was like, you ain't got nothing to drink in. I said, nah, girl, I already told you that. She was just like, no. What she said was, if you're not drinking nothing, if it's nothing to drink, then are you smoking or you got something to smoke? That's what it was. If you're not drinking anything, do you got something to smoke? And I said, oh, yeah. And I, like, went and grabbed my bag, and she was just like, girl, I'm in for me. And she snatched that shit out of my head. I said,
like, cause you ain't got nothing in here to drink. You ain't pregaming. That's what she really meant. You ain't pregaming.
Like, come on, baby. What's your plan?
I know you probably got some that you about to take with you. Let me get that.
Yeah, run that real quick.
Time,
I'm stuck here.
She's not really. I'll stay here. You guys have fun. I'll be here if you need me.
Just leave me that.
But when we walked in that party, we didn't even walk in the party. They opened the door. And I was like, God damn, it's smoking in there.
That's fucked.
Cause that's
all they were smoking in there.
It was a smoke fest. And he still had a whole bunch of Ross to give away when we got there.
I'm scared of y'all.
I'm scared of them.
That shit an old school cabaret.
It was.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it was. It was some really hood shit. It was some hood shit. Some hood shit. But it was cool. It was like your family get your hood ass family get together.
The hoodest of your hood family gets together. And you just blow that bitch down.
Your cousin, like, what's up, cuz? What's up, cuz? And one building, the place to be. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was.
They had little cuz on the DJ booth mixing his little shit. They had that nigga on the mic calling himself MC. Nigga, shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, dog.
So irritating.
He was like, I'm MC, fuck y'all.
I went in rolling up. I was like, I need to smoke. I need to smoke.
Right.
It's a smoke fest. Let's smoke. I bought weed to smoke. Let's smoke.
I wonder if Trump smoked weed.
He probably don't. He probably do get high and be bored of shit. Y'all remember that movie? Well, have y'all seen that movie, Harold and Kumar?
A long time ago, but
yeah. You know, Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Don't they? Don't they have two? Either way.
Yeah, two. Guantanamo Gay and my Guantanamo Gay.
What's she trying to say?
We're going to wrap this up here.
Add it to her fucking list, because at this point, you're not even trying to wrap this up here.
Guantanamo Bay, bitch. That one last thing, and White Castle.
Last thing I just wanted to talk about is blackfishing.
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
Are we doing this? We got five. We doing this now? Or are we going to do this next week?
We're going to need about like 10 minutes because we need to speak on this.
We can touch on it,
y'all.
For you guys who don't know what blackfishing is, it's kind of like catfishing, being something that you are not. Mm-hmm. Now, this is different ethnicities that are like changing their skin color to portrayed to be cultured and be, I wouldn't say just, well, African-American.
We're going to call a spade a spade. These are white women using darker makeup.
But it's not just, it's just not just white women,
Latina
though.
Women, women of Caucasian
descent. Yeah, that's
descent,
why I said different ethnicities.
That are posing to be black women.
Yeah.
They are not posing to be Mexican women. They're not posing to be Indian women.
They're
posing to be black women.
That's why it's called blackfishing.
And it's crazy. It's the craziest thing. Just on Twitter, go and type in the handle, or not handle, but the tag, blackfishing, and you'll see. It's an it's a thing. And I have mixed feelings. I'm just going to say your name, and then I'll just leave it in the space and see how it marinates.
I just want to say something, because men sometimes will say, oh, well, you guys are trying to look like white women by wearing blonde hair and...
Or by wearing straighter hair.
Or wearing straighter hair, wearing weaves. Long weaves, and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at the same token, like, white women are trying to be black women by getting Botox in their lips.
Kylie Jenner. Ariana Grande.
Like, I don't know none of y'all mamas who had lips like that.
The only real white woman that still look like a white woman is damn Taylor Swift.
No, for real. For real. And I'm a...
Even Ariana Grande trying to get ratchet with the pony.
Did you ever see Victorious, the show she actually broke out from? She started on a Nick show. Baby girl had red hair. Mm-hmm. And
I seen the pictures.
She was very, very pale.
Pale as hell.
And no lips.
And no lips. And now she got lips.
She tan.
Tanned as hell.
I'm just saying. I don't know. But do you?
Right. Because she almost looks Mexican now.
And I don't know what her I'm going to throw this
out here, too.
Grande sounds Mexican.
It does.
But how many people do you hear? How many people do you hear now that talk like us? Like different ethnicities that talk like
Iggy
us?
Iggy Azalea?
Just not even just famous people, just in
they
general.
Do it all the time. I was at the nail shop, one of the dudes behind the counter. He was hood as fuck. He was more than I am. He's like, you know, this should be. I can't even do it because I don't even talk like that. So I'm just like, yeah, dude, just shellac. It should be weird as hell. But it's because I just saw a tweet recently that was just like, what would America be like if they have never taken black people in our culture and brought it here? Like, what, you know, like just how things developed and how.
Our culture has reached around the world.
You know what I mean? Not saying that we're the only ones. You know, there are other cultures, but
I have had other, you know, people of other skin color have tell me like, yeah, you know, I came from the ghetto of such and such and such and such. Like, because they can actually relate to what we have been through, if not worse.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they can relate to that. So it's just like,
yeah.
Is it that's just how the world is, or is it just because we have reached and impacted so many because we all that people talk about?
We are.
We the ones they talk about.
We the ones.
I'm that one nigga.
Hey.
Fuck the other side.
You can follow me.
Make me come alive.
Stuff the wood, T Streets. It's your girl. Follow me. Yep, she called YUPSHE.
That's not even
that. Right.
You can follow me on Snap.
Oh, wow.
You can follow me on Snap now.
Okay. You can follow me on Snap.
I ain't
Snap.
Giving my Snap out yet.
I don't know.
Oh, you can for sure is. Follow me on Snap if you're trying to get a little, whoop, whoop. You know, I got the premium Snap. It's like,
okay, your gum girl.
Snap
it's me.
Snap is really like my private sanctuary.
Classy ass Ash.
If you find me, you find ladies. Me. If you don't, you don't.
Fuck period. With me. If you follow me on Snap, it's going to be X-rated. Just know that.
Hit me on IG, Darling Ash, 2 G's. Two H's. On G.
Let me get off. Let me get off.
You did. They caught me doing something sensual. They FaceTime. My baby answered my FaceTime call today while I was doing something. I ain't had no business.
Little baby got the freaky booty.
Huh? I got a freaky booty.
Blue all over that coochie.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. It's your girl, Miss D. You know me. I'm always on the silly side. You can follow me on IG at OsamaDaughter2_. Yes, Osama. Daughter2_.
Bitch. That's been a chill fit. Thanks for tuning in. Uncutting them by their handles.
Bye. Mwah. Mwah.